Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're moving along here on a Tuesday. And
we got just the same color on today. Tulane.
Yeah.
You look like a Carolina Panther, Goo.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Carolina. I would say
they're not going to the playoffs.
North Carolina Tar Heel.
No, they don't have black.
But they wear. They got black unis.
Well, they all do now.
Every stand.
I'm a big primary colors guy with teams.
Oh, just real quick before we get to it, and yeah. I know we got the guys coming up. What's my man's name? He goes, Kobe did nothing of significance without Shaq. He won two rings without the big fella. Quit looking at AI.
So Steve Kerr was just asked about Joe Lacob responding to a fan.
Yeah, Slater asked him.
You know, a fan, if you haven't heard, a fan emailed Joe Lacob about this team and how frustrated he is and the roster doesn't match up. And Joe Lacob got back to the guy and it ended up getting published. And Joe Lacob basically said, nobody's more frustrated than me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. And then about two or three other things. And Steve Kerr was asked about it today, and he said, yeah, it's not a big deal.
I loved it. He's so presidential. But I do want to ask a guy that covered the league and this team. I'm being real with you all like I am every day, every single second. Is there any unfairness or out of bounds that somebody posted the email?
Well...
So that's Evan's answer. I mean, I was thinking about it. Is that a little or is public consumption?
I think Joe Lacob knows anything he puts out there is somehow going
to
get out,
especially to a fan.
Now I'm being naivete. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, I don't think
where that was going.
I'd be shocked if Joe was like, I can't believe that guy did that.
I got you.
Because like the one thing about Lacob. He'll answer questions.
Steve did say, it's incredible just to think, and I told Raymond there needs to be a doc on him, Raymond Ritter, the great Raymond Ritter, just his job and what it entails, because Steve Kerr said, Raymond came up and told me, it's like, could you do that job, you or Evan? I don't think I could.
Of course.
You got,
of course.
I see you with the reads.
I could get a job with waste management tomorrow being a communications officer. Wow.
You think?
Yes. Get in front of the podium during a strike.
No, but you got to cover. Down. Yeah, you got to be get in front of these bullets everywhere. I'm just
good.
Judging you on the reads, and that wasn't a good, like that.
See, the one thing, but I guess one reason why I would have been a great priest and I could be a great spokesman is because I tell the truth. I'm not afraid of the truth.
Well,
you know, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, you would have been. I could see you being a.
And it'll also get you locked up.
Yeah, you keep your hands to yourself.
Yes, I do. I don't know what that means. Oh, let's go to Kev in Pleasanton. Let me tell you something about what this call is going to be. This call is going to be solid. Trust me, because I know what he wants to talk about.
Gentlemen.
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen, Goo, so. You got to understand, man, when you're dealing with Steiny and Willard guy and Diz, because you know Diz going to chime in what Willard says.
no, he don't, but go ahead.
But you got to shoot him with stats and facts. Otherwise, they're just going to railroad you, bro.
Yeah.
Because I feel your passion, and you're right, but you've got to have the stats and facts to back it up.
Well, now, yesterday's crossover, I didn't need stats. Yesterday's crossover, I didn't need stats. That was from the core. I stood up for myself.
No, I said stats, not Steph. I said stats. But you were right. Everything you said yesterday, you were right. I wanted to get through, bro, to back you, but I couldn't get in.
My man.
The lines were on fire. Mm. But listen, Steiny would be a good communications person. I didn't call to talk about this. But Steiny would, you know why? Because he can take the bullets. He don't care. He's taking bullets every day. He don't care, bro. Yeah.
Curry stinks.
To do this, man.
Well, that's a compliment he's giving you, Steiny.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
Totally. I give Steiny compliments from time to time. But listen, Goo, did you see the game last night between Houston and Denver?
Evan and I watched it together. He was at his spot. I was at mine. Yes, I watched it. I watched all of it.
It was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire. And I know you were having thoughts of Warriors going through and all that, bro. So was I. But my point I wanted to say, guys, is do you guys think, I want to get your opinion on this, do you think Dunleavy basically was the best person to take the job because he inherited a major problem? Because at the end of the day, it's about dollars and cents. Because if Joe was back in Oakland, things that are happening right now wouldn't go down. But because he's over across the other side, it's a different fan base. We're a little bit more we're a little bit more acceptable of things. But the fans would have been on fire back in the Bay, in the East Bay. But I think on the West Bay and the stadium and all that, I just want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Do you think...
Yeah, Kev, I got you. I think I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I disagree with Kev on that because people are coming across the bridge and from everywhere to fill this building up and root for the team. But go ahead.
So you could make it. So Dunleavy was in the organization and he just was under Bob and now he's Bob.
He knew how things were ran and what meteorites are in the way. So I don't think Mike D is surprised about if there's a roadblock per se or he's got to acquiesce to one of these dudes. I get it.
No, but what I heard Kevin asking was, what would it have looked like if you hired a GM here that had no ties? You know, and then you look at it less emotionally. Might have been
doesn't mean you got the power to do whatever your vision was. You know what I mean?
Well,
you probably wouldn't have got the job.
Probably.
Yeah.
But if a guy like that does get the job, then he's brought in here to have this organization pivot.
Okay, now we haven't pivoted yet. No doubt. But now the possibility does lie. I'm going a step down from the GM. I'm going to the coach. If there's a new coach, could you imagine? I mean, it's Steph, and that's right. That's where it starts, and we're fine there. But what if a coach had a different vision for Dre and other players? Name Kuminga if he's still a
– it was too risky.
Hey, I don't want to start mess, but this is their mess. Do you really still – I'm just tapping in, Steiny. Do you really feel like there's no way in hell Jonathan Kuminga is not getting traded?
No, he's going to get traded. He has to get traded at this point.
So you would be on a 1-10. If he didn't, you'd be at 11 that they didn't pull that off. Or do you need more time as we get towards?
It's not worked. He's got to go. I think we have reached the point. I know it's easy to say, but I think we've reached a point where it's going to be good for both sides. Mm. But yes, I believe that they're going to trade him. Dan's in Berkeley. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just got Warriors on my mind. So can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So my point is, since they won the last championship, and I know I'm going back, but I feel like watching games back then, without two sharpshooters, I don't think our formula works. And I think since Clay was hurt, we've never really had it since then. We've had Curry coming superhuman and kind of fooling everyone. And these days, I feel like building anything on that same foundation is ruinous. So Curry, Draymond, Kerr, they're all part of it. So I think actually trading Kuminga is a mistake because he's part of changing. Like, we're still trying to build around Curry winning at 37, missing 9 out of 25 games already. We're throwing bad money after worse.
Thanks, Dan.
That's how I, when I hear the name, where's the jar? But when I hear the, you know what, I'm not paying. But when I hear the name JK and the status and the age and the birth certificate situation around this team, that's why I'm just flabbergasted at the idea. But I do get it, that that was the guy you couldn't, that you would hold on to.
Hey, where'd you guys, where were you guys last night?
I was at the Cribbo, Norm's.
You said you watched the game with Evan.
Yeah, but if you listen and don't tune me out, I said he was at his spot, I was at mine. We watched it together via
the phone.
Well, then
you can't, that doesn't make sense.
But we were communicating. Like
the sentence does not make sense.
But I specified and said we weren't together. Well, what made you 3 minutes later double back to that?
So
Evan and I, he sent me a text.
Do you realize if you're saying you're not watching the game together, then you can't watch the game together.
But in essence, we were watching the game together.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
In your mind.
Proximity.
But I'm mad at Evan. Like, I really got to.
Well, he was the guy who got in my ear and said we didn't watch the game together. Yeah, he's sticking to you.
It's getting worse. Did he say? Sonny, did he say that?
We might have to break bread after the show.
Not Evan.
You know what else Evan said?
Just stop, Walt.
Go ahead.
No, this is about sports.
No.
You know who the Warriors are going to. You know who the Warriors are going to get for Kuminga. John Collins.
At this point, okay, that's an L. That is an L, and I like Collins, but that's an L.
You get off Kuminga's money
for so much of the offseason. Oh boy, if they do dangle Kuminga, we're getting something back. Rubbing your hands, and now right now it looks like even that you got to dim the light on that return if it does happen.
He can
I
jump.
I hope he plays Thursday. Kuminga. I mean, how long are we going to do this thing?
You got your fingers crossed?
No.
Hey, Goo, who are your two players?
Oh, Magic and Bird. I put it on the thread.
Okay, so a funny guy put up 11 great basketball players in a photo.
All right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Kevin Durant, Tim Duncan, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, with the caption, you have to remove two guys from this list.
Remove what they meant to the league. Because Bird and Magic saved the league. I get all that, and they're two of my favorites. But you talk about the round ball and talent. Irvin, I love you. And Larry,
Kevin Durant was not in those guys' league.
The Durantula, Spidey.
Okay.
The real Wimby.
Okay, I'll give you Durant has Bird on scoring, but not by much. Who's a better passer?
Bird.
Who's a better rebounder?
I don't want to.
Bird!
No, these are your
Bird! These are basketball metrics. They're not made up.
If I needed a bucket on any.
Oh, yeah, Bird couldn't get you that.
During any era.
Bird hit more. Bird has hit more clutch shots. Bird's hit more clutch shots than Durant.
Watch your tone.
No, you. Watch your knowledge.
I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying. I know how fond you are of Kevin Durant. I do.
You cannot take Bird and Magic out. You're wrong.
What Magic have in his offensive bag? He had to learn the jumper. I love Magic and what he did. And he was drafted to a lovely situation. But let's be real. When it comes to actual the skill and, come on, I love you, Irvin. You my dude.
So you think Kevin Durant had more skill than Larry Bird? Skill.
I just know he could get his shot
so
on anybody.
Bird.
Yeah. Till that back went out.
I'm taken out. I mean, KD does not belong on this list
KD on
in my
list.
Mind.
I got
KD does not. He's not in
Scotty,
this one.
I think you would lose, too, if we did a draft.
No chance.
Depending on how old you are. But I love me some Bird and Magic. I do. They saved the league. But, dude, there's some dudes on there that can put the ball
Kevin
in the
Durant
hole.
Was never the best player on a championship team. Bird was and Magic was.
Kevin Durant might have been on the best player on two teams that he won the chip for when he came here. And I think it was going that way.
Okay, then take Curry off.
He wasn't on that pitcher.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going off.
Of course he's not.
No, but see, but I just told you, best shooter ever.
I'm sorry.
Kobe and Shaq.
You know who's gone? KD and Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my God.
And it came down to, I wanted to take Russell off because he played in the 60s. But really, it comes down to Shaq or Kobe.
No, it doesn't.
Who do you like least? Who is more important? Are you a Shaq guy or Kobe guy? So I'm taking Shaq. Kobe, we need passers. We need passers on our team.
This is designed to be divisive.
Of course.
They're doing it now with singers, Donnie. They got one, and they're sitting down at the table. Who's getting up for Michael Jackson? So I love him. Man, Burt was a bad dude. But Durant, Donnie, I've seen nothing like it. That's all.
You know, it's funny because you saw Bird. There's no way you can say Durant's a better all-around player than Bird. Like, there's just no way.
But if I'm not doing that. But if I hated that he went team hopping, but I just can't. When I saw that photo and what Durant is,
so
at
that
size,
you're basing this on a photo.
No, stop. He's one. He's mad. I'm going so far. He's one of a kind, man. And Irvin was incredible, but passing was his forte.
Played center in a game six of the NBA Finals.
I watched the game with Pops. I don't need to be reminded, but Kobe, Magic will tell you Kobe was better than him.
Well, that's because he panders. Because everybody panders.
I'm pandering to who?
You always pander to Kobe Bryant.
I don't have to. Hey, Steph,
I'll say it again.
You're on the team.
This what surprises me is
Kobe.
You actually saw Bird.
Oh, every man. And
you acknowledge that Bird is a better all-around player than Durant. So I just don't understand why you would keep.
I'm not there yet.
Where?
He was all better all around. I'm not there yet. He was definitely a better shooter and passer. I'm just telling you, Stoney, I don't love Bird like you love him. I respect him.
He's a better all-around player than KD. Come on.
You think he would tell you that?
First of all.
No, KD, remember him?
Oh, here we go.
Before he got hurt in
Washington.
That
was such a crock of ass.
We were doing
pre-post. I can't believe it. And you know what?
He was on his way to getting DPOY.
Bird's a better team defender than Durant.
There's no winning in all this.
There's losing in this.
You set me up.
You basically said Bird's a better all-around player, but I'll take Durant. Okay.
Durant's special, man. Something we've never seen on the hoop court. I'm sorry, Larry.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of Larry Birds.
We have not.
Cooper Flagg.
Coop.
You are.
Why did that was me?
You are absolutely out of your mind.
And you want to send Kobe home.
Bye-bye.
You don't got to make a boil it. It was 11 guys on there, 10 others, and you want to make it about him and his teammate. Kobe Bryant is right behind Jordan, man.
Yeah, in your mind. But again.
You're mad at me.
No, you're just wrong on that one.
I met the criteria to be selected.
Where was Isaiah at? He didn't make the photo. Boy. I love you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking Duncan out. Duncan, like...
I thought about TD, but I couldn't. He's just too bad.
You're going to take KD, like, over a Tim Duncan?
No. Dude, I mean, you're looking at all the...
That's right.
Stuff that I want to say doesn't matter, but when you...
Kevin
Durant
Duncan?
Is a savant. He's in a league by him. Forget the coming in... I forgave him for... Kevin Durant.
Okay, so just acknowledge
incredible.
That you...
Go ahead, talk to me.
Tim Duncan was like one of the best defensive players.
I got you. I didn't take him out. He made the team.
But you'd rather have... You think Durant's better than Tim Duncan. It's why you could never be a GM.
No, I had... Look at Will. I had Duncan over Karl Malone on my...
Well, no kidding. Duh. One guy's got 5 rings. The other's got none. One guy's one of the best defensive... Come on,
dude.
You're better than this.
Can I say something to you?
I'm sorry about my tone.
Yeah, no, you're all good. Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Norm on this. What if I told you Norm thought James Worthy was better than Magic? I'll just leave that there, man.
Norm.
James gets James Worthy was skilled, man. And you had to be tough as you know what. I love me some Magic.
Okay,
but
when
we talk about the offensive bag and the, come on, man. Ain't nobody coming off that. Irvin, you got to go. We got passing on here.
From who? Not Kobe.
Larry Bird.
Okay. But you took him off, too.
Like, you think Kobe couldn't pass?
You know what?
You
there
think
it
Kobe,
is.
No, hold on. You
there
think Kobe
is.
Couldn't
it
pass?
It says it all.
You think Kobe was a bad passer or
he
deficient?
He was unwilling.
Kobe won two
chips. He was a gunner.
Bynum.
Okay, there it is. Kareem, Russell, KD. I see what you did. This is who you are. It's who you are. You said, you looked at 11 players and said, well, clearly the two best passers are Magic and Bird, so we'll get rid of them.
You are great, but please. My list is my list, Evan. Evan, who are you sending home?
I would send home. Well, KD's automatic. I mean, like that's the one thing that is surprising about this.
You're sending home?
There's a clear guy off the list, and it's not any of the other 10. It's Kevin Durant. And then from there, it becomes a discussion. I went with Bird. He's out.
But the Durant part has me shocked.
Durant doesn't belong on that list, Goo. Look at these names.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
James, Kareem, best player.
I got you. I
Russell,
got you. I
best
got you.
Player on a team. Duncan, 5 rings, offense
so
and defense. Magic, Bird.
This is where there's no winner. Okay. Durant is, on my mind, one of the best scorers to
scores.
Ever do it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Scores.
That's what I'm looking for.
Is not on this team.
But Goo, like, he could be the 12th best player of all time. He's just for sure not in the top 11.
We had a bad day, Evan, you and I.
Yeah,
but, but we agreed on Bird.
We did agree on Bird. Yeah, I had Kobe over Bird.
Who would Grandy send home? Did you see the pick?
I did. I don't know if I like this or not, but I agree with Steiny. I'd send home KD and Kobe.
I want to throw this ball through the window in here.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, man, Grandy. But I can't be mad at y'all. There's no winner in this exercise.
Well, you're coming up on the short end.
Wow.
KD.
And where was Patrick Ewing?
He would have been sent
home.
Better
than Durant.
He would have been sent home.
Wow. But can we put a rat on the table real quick, brought to you by Atco Pest Control? There were whispers we were doing pre and post where they were saying Kevin Durant had risen just a little above Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. When they were winning the titles.
And, you never said that at the time.
Because I don't feel it.
Okay, but you're keeping him on the list?
No, but I'm just saying that's
so
the gravity.
So now you're acknowledging that Kevin Durant has never
Steph
been the best
one
player.
Of his own.
He's never been the best player on
but
his team.
But some viewed him as that. That wasn't why he stayed.
But not you.
He was a, nobody could guard him.
So
I could
Durant,
find somebody
was
to
Durant
guard
better,
Bird.
Was Durant better than Steph when he was here?
No.
Okay.
I'll never give him that.
Okay.
Because you had
so
to come
then,
here and
so
allow
why would
and
you,
eat off a step.
Why would you take Kevin Durant over Larry Bird, who was the best player on a team that won three titles,
right.
And Kevin Durant has won two titles, in your mind, is the second best player.
Because I could walk from here to downtown Macy's and find 5-6 dudes that could guard Bird and can walk to Alaska and couldn't find any that could guard Durant.
It's
Evan liked that one.
Well, it's officially
I would
over.
Also, I mean,
if Evan sent Bird home too. Get him.
That is you giving up. And I appreciate it. You know,
Evan,
you know,
go ahead.
You know the last guy who said something so stupid? Moses Malone. I could take 4 guys off the streets of St. Petersburg and beat Bird and the Celtics.
Why are you taking it so
the Celtics
literal,
1-6.
Go ahead, E.
I'm taking Jokic and Giannis over KD.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, but that's the point. They're not in the photo.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
All right. Tough one. Tough segment
for
Goo.
I tried to raise your blood pressure.
Tough segment for Goo. That segment, it's read time. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. Hey, the Golden State Warriors are back, relatively speaking, and you can always cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.